The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we're tackling a subject that's tough for everybody, grief. And there are different types of grief because there are so many types of loss.
Today we're talking about losing a house. It can happen in different ways, from something like moving away or something tragic like a fire or a foreclosure. And sometimes people don't let themselves grieve over a house because we think we're only supposed to feel profound sadness over the loss of a person. But losing a house is a big deal because it's not just a thing or a place. A home represents a sense of safety, of comfort, memories. It would be weird not to feel grief over losing those things.
Kids in particular are especially affected by the loss of a home. When it happens to kids, it's usually the only home he or she has ever known, and kids don't have the perspective to know that a new house or a new city will one day feel like home too. Experts say it takes kids at least 6 weeks to transition into a new house, and for some kids, it'll take a little longer than that.
If you're losing a house through a planned move, you can help your small children by explaining it to them with picture books about moving. Child psychologists say it's good for kids to stay with a sitter on moving day since it can stress them out to see things get boxed up and taken away. And when you're in the new house, unpack the kids' room first and try to arrange the furniture the way it was in the old house so things feel more like home.
For more tips on coping with the loss of a home, visit our website at nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.